Last spring, students in grades 3 through 8 all across the state of Tennessee participated in the annual TCAP test just as they have every year. The students probably did not notice any difference in the test, but schools and parents are soon to see a very big difference in the results. On Monday, Governor Phil Bredesen warned parents to expect lower test scores from last spring's TCAP. Today, my guest is Dr. Valerie Rutledge, director of the School of Education at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, and we will find out why those scores have dropped. One memory everyone shares of their school experience was getting that report card, but there are many measures of student performance. School systems depend on normative testing to compare student performance with curriculum requirements.
For many years, the state of Tennessee has used the TCAP, the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, as their measurement for students in grades 3 through 8 to indicate where they measure in comparison to other students across our state. It is a test that was developed and standardized for Tennessee alone. For some time, Tennessee has attempted to look at what the curriculum for each grade level was, what the expected outcomes were, and then to ensure that the test, as it was developed, was intended to measure how that student had accomplished what was supposed to be accomplished at that particular point in his or her educational career. It's been a pretty good measuring stick for how you did in Tennessee against Tennessee measurements. What we had begun to see for a long time was that that didn't necessarily come out consistently the same when you moved outside the confines of Tennessee.
Compared to nationally normed tests, students in Tennessee did not fare as well as the TCAP scores might have implied. The state received a grade of F in 2007 from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for a lack of high standards in the classroom.
I think it is like any other process. You've got thousands and thousands of people involved when you think of the teachers and the students and the people in all the different agencies that are affected by this. And it took a little while to put the things in place. I think the other pieces that were a part of that were when Tennessee began to see how their graduates from high school measured up and how their performance indicated they were able to perform once they got into college or once they got into trade school or any after secondary school situations. I think the thing that became most apparent to them is we are no longer preparing our students just for Tennessee. We are preparing our students to do whatever needs to be done in a society that's increasingly more mobile. So if I were educated in Tennessee but knew that I were going to be leaving either for college or even following college to take a career or a position in another state or another country, then I needed to know with certainty that my background, preparation, and education had put me in a position I would be able to do so successfully. When they began to look at and compare students' performance in Tennessee with students' performance in other states and in other nations, it became apparent that we weren't always using that same metric to measure our students.
In an effort to bring our students up to par with the nation, Tennessee is in the process of changing the state curriculum. The TCAP test that was given last spring was changed to reflect the new curriculum and raise the bar for student achievement.
What I think is probably a large component of this is when you look at the test, the way you achieve proficiency as you score at a higher level. So the content, if it's matched up with the curriculum, could very well be the same. But the measurement that allows you to be indicated as proficient or below proficient or basic or below basic would be measured against a new scale. We have still kept a curriculum that has certain components, but we have understood that their mastery of that curriculum should occur at a higher level.
When the latest TCAP results are distributed through the schools, parents might be in for a shock. It's important for parents to be aware of what the new scores mean.
I hope they'll read them. I hope they will study them and try to figure out what it means. I know the schools in our area particularly have tried very hard to make sure they have begun to familiarize parents with the fact that the tests are going to be coming out, that their student could very well have performed differently on the measurements used last year than previously. Hopefully that's cause for concern, and they'll want to know, what is it that I need to be doing? Should I be concerned? Where will I see changes? What would those changes indicate to me? And then what should I be doing next?
Part of the motivation to raise the bar in student achievement is based on improving student outcomes and preparation for future employment.
We've seen for many years, and part of the concern that came out of the recent Race to the Top award and was focused on by the state legislature was, when the students in Tennessee high schools leave high school and go into college, what percentage of them still need to go back and do some remedial work to get them to the level at which they need to be so they can perform successfully in college? That's a part of all of the background of this. When we, several years ago in Tennessee, adopted the diploma project, it had in some ways that same goal in mind, moving students forward and getting them ready for whatever may happen after high school. I know one of the concerns the business community has, when a student graduates, whether it's from high school or from college or from an associate's degree program or some kind of training program, does he or she leave with the skills and knowledge that will allow them to move into a successful career with any of our businesses in this area? And if not, that's a problem for the businesses and for us.
Hamilton County is participating in the Expect More, Achieve More campaign, which will raise the standards in education.
It brings together partners from K-12 education, from the administration level, from those who work with those students who are the product of K-12, whether that be in the colleges or whether it be in the businesses. We want to make sure that the students that are going through our educational system are well prepared for whatever they may choose to do afterwards. And so the Expect More, Achieve More campaign has several different components to it. It is, first of all, awareness, making sure that parents and the community know when the results are published this year, which will occur about the second week in October. If you look just at the number last year and then at the number this year, you could be alarmed. You could say, oh my goodness, we didn't learn anything last year, or we've gone backwards and what are we going to do? When in reality, it's an attempt to push everyone further along to measure them against a higher standard and then give a more accurate picture of how that child performs. And the business community and the foundations and other groups in this area have done a lot of not just public relations things and meetings, but also an attempt to support the school system by providing access to information, by giving them some resources to make sure the word does get out. Many of the businesses in this community have been good to step up and provide support, whether that support needed to be for tutoring programs or for additional help for students who are behind, for just a variety of different things that could move the students in the right direction and help us move toward that goal of achieving more once those expectations have been established and shared.
By changing the standards on the test, the State Department of Education expects schools and students to work harder to improve their scores. Expect More, Achieve More will bring our student achievement in line with the rest of the nation.
I think the visit of Governor Bredesen to all of the major areas across the state is an indication that rather than pass a bill and then walk away, the legislature has taken this very seriously and has attempted to, not only as a part of the race to the top, but has attempted to, as a part of their investment in education, help move our state forward. I think we believe that we have a lot of potential in our students and a lot of potential in our state. What they would like to do is see that these things that are put in place actually help us achieve and share with other states outside our borders the fact that we do have competitive students, we do have capable students, and the measurements we're using indicate to people that that's exactly where they're going to be.
When your child brings home the TCAP score, be sure to read through the documentation and be aware of how the higher standards will impact your child's educational goals. Parents should contact the school to learn more about these changes. Follow the links on our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.